Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the Heart of a Youth Leader podcast. You can get this on all your favourite podcast apps. You can listen on the Thrive Youth Ministries website, and you can watch it, if for any weird reason you'd want to do that, on our YouTube channel. My name's Andy Castle. I'm the founder and CEO of Thrive. We've been going just over 12 years now, trying to primarily serve churches in Warwickshire and Coventry. But I hope this podcast is useful to all those of us involved in youth and children's ministries, wherever you are. And the purpose of these podcasts are to keep them short, so you get a chance to listen in every week, to help you in your devotions. Before you do any work for God, you spend time with him. And there's loads of great apps that you can get and loads of great podcasts on how to do youth work well. What I notice is there aren't many that are about how to keep your soul and your heart in a good place with the Lord. And that's why it's called the Heart of a Youth Leader, because actually the quality of our youth work depends primarily on the quality of our heart, the quality of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. So I hope this is helpful. If you like it, please like it. Please share it. Please tell others about it. Maybe it's something that you want to listen to with your youth team or those you lead with, because you can then share your thoughts and your opinions, what the Lord is saying to you. I don't know, but I hope it's helpful. This is a new season of the podcast, and I want to start this off with thinking about what are our primary motivations, our primary concerns? And it got me thinking about when I was the youth minister in a church in Twickenham in St. Stephen's, we used to have the most incredible Christmas services. And we saw literally thousands of people coming to these services over the month of December. And the thing that stands out in my mind the most was we had what we called our contemporary carol service. And it's really the only time I've ever seen a contemporary carol service that actually was contemporary. It really did fit in with what was going on in society and being contemporary. I think so often we call a contemporary carol service because we think it's the church being more up to date than it usually is. Whereas this was like incredible. It was like a stage show. And you never knew what to expect. So much so that one year I can remember sitting there. I was in the band. No, I wasn't in the band, I don't think, that year. I think I was just there as a member of the congregation. And during some of the worship songs, this lady started walking down the aisle and just throwing out flowers. And we were looking at each other thinking, I don't recognize her. Is she part of this? Or is she not? And everyone's sort of sitting there thinking, this is different. Is this part of being contemporary church? And then I realised someone who was part of the team putting the service together, who obviously knew what should happen, gently went up to this lady and quietly escorted her to the back because she was nothing to do with it. But we were like, oh, that was a bit different, a bit quirky, and a bit could have been confrontational. What happens when someone comes into your church that does something that you don't expect? That takes me to Luke chapter 19, when Jesus goes to the temple and starts driving out those who are selling. I wonder whether people go, this is a bit different. What's going on here? Or the noise he was making, they were like, we've got to get rid of him as quickly as possible. How dare he come into our building? How dare someone come and disrupt us like this? And yet Jesus turns around in Luke 19:46 and says, it is written, my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. That must have upset them a lot. What upsets you a lot? And do we always get upset by the right things? Or do we get upset by people because they're challenging what we think is right? And the thing I'm learning is we've always got to be open to what's going on around us. Just because it goes against what we've planned, or just because it goes against what we were hoping for, or our expectations, We need to be first to go, tell me. What am I doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? What could be better? What could be different? Is it right? And we have to listen. Now, of course, it doesn't mean every time someone does something that we are not expecting, that we should go with what they want and their wishes, but we need to be listening. And this passage continues that every day Jesus was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. And this is the verse that I love and I want us to focus on. Verse 48, yet they could not find any way to do it because all the people hung on his words. And that phrase, all the people hung on Jesus' words, has really been going around my mind for these last couple of weeks. Just thinking, oh, wow. See, the Pharisees and the chief priests and the teachers of the law, they all wanted to have the loyalty of all the people. They wanted to, they led the people by control and using and misusing their power. But they realized that they needed to have the people following them in order to have that influence. And so they struggled. They couldn't find a way to kill Jesus because they knew that all the people were following him and listening to his every word. And it just struck me of all the people hung on his words. Are you hanging on the words of Jesus? I can remember I had a Bible when I was younger that, you know, all the words of Jesus were in red print. I think it might even be called a red letter Bible or something like that. But it was like everything was in black except for the actual words that we believe Jesus spoke were in red. So it's like these, all the words in the Bible are important, but these are the most important because they are the direct words of God. And they were all in red and it was so useful. And I was like, as I was thinking about this episode, I was thinking, that's what we need. We need to focus on those words and to be hanging on his every word. What does that look like? It means to be devouring it. It means to spend time every day going over the words that God has said. It's like when you're young and in love and you're just starting to go out and someone, back in the day, we used to write little notes to each other. Now it's probably just text messages or WhatsApps and whatever that you keep and that you just read and you reread and you reread and you go, oh, I'm just going to read it again. Because you're looking for everything in the word. You're hanging on the words of your loved one. Well, we need to be like those people and hang on every word of Jesus. Because that's what it's about. I was talking with a young lad this week, probably only about 12 or 13 years old, and he was asking me how to get into reading the Bible. And I just said, start with the gospel, start with Jesus, start with his life. If I'd thought about this verse at the time, I'd be saying, hang on to his words, because that's where the most life is. So as we go into this new season, I want to say, hang on every word of Jesus. He is our top priority. It's not about what we can do for him. It's about how we can be more like him. It's how we can be with him and how he can, by his spirit, live within us. It's all about our relationship with him. If our relationship with him is good, if it's strong, then how we live out our lives will be good and will be strong. And we will lead young people into a similar relationship. If we just talk about the relationship but don't actually demonstrate it, all they will grow up knowing is what we ought to do, not actually how we do it. So find some time and spend some time reading the words of Jesus this week. Have a great week. Hopefully see you next week. Have fun and go for it.